This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Selamat malam, anda mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan, sentiasa lebih laju, lebih ganas, lebih ekstrim. And malam ni episode special sikit. We are picking our favourite tracks daripada tahun 2016. And when I say we, malam ni aku ditemani oleh Azif Khalik dari The Weeknd.
Lagi sekali.
Yes. Thanks Azif for doing this with me. Kita akan terus lah ke track pertama kita daripada sebuah band yang dikenali sebagai Puce Mary dengan lagu
Night Is A Trap 2.
BFM 89.9, anda mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan, malam ni dengan Azif Khalik dari The Weeknd. Together kita orang dah pilih our favourite noisy dan juga heavy tracks dari tahun 2016. Banyak sebenarnya yang keluar tahun ni, Azif.
Yep, banyak. Even just kalau nak kira metal je, dia list 10-20. Sebab tahun ni banyak. Even baru ni Bozo baru release album baru. Titan Blood punya EP baru coming out like I think in this week is in 12-24 hours, so sadly tak sempat.
Yeah,
so, but crazy lah, metal has been a huge year.
Yeah, and kita belum habis lagi tahun ni, tapi we're looking back at the 12 months so far, and one of them that came out probably early of this year is this band yang kita dengar tadi, Puce Mary.
Actually it's a solo project, Puce Mary, Frederica Hofmeyer, Denmark. She's been doing this sort of stuff lama juga lah, associated with Post Translation, one of those super, one of the most labor, noise, industrial, electronic, and memang popular lah. Super limited cassette, standard lah, but memang ada nama. And actually kalau aku pilih satu track je, it doesn't really represent the whole album, because I mean bila kau cakap industrial or noise, orang fikir oh, all the time blasting, noise, bising. But actually this album is quite introspective, agak personal. So dia ada ebb and flow, naik turun. When you listen to the whole thing, baru kau dapat the whole picture of the feeling and the vibe. So it's a very interesting album in that sense.
So here's a question for you. Untuk somebody yang tak pernah dengar this kind of sound, mm-hmm, macam kita dengar tadi, would the Spiral, the album by Puce Mary ni, be a good point to entry?
Yeah, maybe, boleh-boleh. Sebab again, like I said, because it's not just pure assault. It, contoh for something starter, or expect oh maybe kena really light, but no, ni ada, it has the noise, it has the heaviness, but also has more sparse, more ambient punya vibe yang aku rasa memang it really helps as an introduction. And also macam ni lah sebenarnya dekat, because I think dalam noise ada trend ni, bila kau dah lepas noise, dah release 6 albums like really noise, kau bini kena jadi new age. Bagi aku, aku rasa it's possible and possibly even more rewarding to find a way to marry the two, instead of kau just say oh aku dah mature, aku dah tua, aku tak boleh main noise.
Right, so in one word, how would you describe Puce Mary's music?
Industrial.
Cool. Next band we have on the list is another one yang aku minat gila tahun ni, daripada group yang bernama Bat. Bat ni side project seorang player daripada Municipal Waste, Ryan Waste, mm-hmm, the bassist. Dia buka band ni dengan budak-budak Cannabis Corpse. At first it started off bila ada news pasal Ryan Waste punya side project, orang ingat it's going to be a Toxic Holocaust punya kind of one man death metal,
yeah, yeah,
machine. But what he's done is kita dah boleh dengar the kind of crossover thrash yang dipopularkan oleh Municipal Waste. Tapi Ryan Waste dengan Bat mengetengahkan satu style yang fun juga. Dia ada that throwback, still crossover thrash, death metal awal, but it's raw. And he plays this as a trio. Bat lebih worship the straight up sounds of punk rock and roll, macam Motorhead, macam Venom, and it's an old sound. But done in 2016 with modern recording technologies and all that, they still get that. Kau tahu tak, bila kau dengar satu album tu, dia punya level dia mendap sikit.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah,
you can
yeah,
tell that yeah, that is from the 80s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this band for a 2016 record is the same. Dia mendap. Okay. So you kind of get that.
Ada vibe, ada vibe.
Macam vibe, ni vibe lama eh. As opposed to again, I think the only easy comparison for me to make in the case of Ryan Waste is band dia Municipal Waste kan. So aku try dengar ada tak sama, because Iron Reagan, another spin-off
memang macam Municipal Waste. Macam sangat Municipal Waste. Macam to the point where aku rasa kenapa Iron Reagan exist, because sebenarnya lagu dia macam just besides
exactly
ways, or
kan,
just, yeah yeah, but
yeah, tapi dengan Bat ni tak ada that kind of metallic solos, almost non-existent lah. And then this record is just riff after riff after riff. So lagu yang kita dengar ni datang dari album diorang yang pertama, Wings of Change, Wings of Chains, keluaran Hell's Headbangers Records. And I would even go as far to say that muzik macam ni untuk peminat awal Sepultura and Metallica zaman Kill 'Em All dulu mungkin boleh enjoy. Caga-caga gitar and overall vibe yang memang take you back at least 30 years lah. So I like that kind of throwback things. Here are Bat with Primitive Age dari album Wings of Chains. Susahnya. Very nice. BFM 89.9. Very Noise kembali. Saya Ali Johan, malam ni dengan Azif Khalid dari The Weeknd. Kita orang tengah pilih album-album dan lagu-lagu yang kita orang minat daripada tahun ni 2016. Just a look back at what's come out and there's so many things to cover.
Yep.
But kita akan try lah sebaik mungkin untuk ni. Dan kita tadi dengar lagu daripada black metal band Death Spell Omega. Lagu dia Azif?
Yeah, Internecine Iatrogenesis.
Wow, well done, well done, well done. Hey,
the album The Synarchy of Molten Bones. Anyone yang minat black metal or metal in general mesti pernah dengar Death Spell Omega. Band yang lama, dia started out pretty standard lah, sort of second wave influence black metal. Yep. Mayhem, no Mayhem, all the Norwegian bands. But I think after they change vocalist, you don't start masuk influence, macam-macam influence. I think you can even hear macam math rock, a bit of orang cakap jazz, etc. Basically, bagi aku dia ambil the basic template of black metal, you know, tremolo riffs, blast beats, and dissonance, but dia orang just take it to the net level yang paling tinggi lah, super fast, super dizzying riffs, very complex dissonant compositions, counterpoint, harmony, dissonance, all these complexities, different time signatures, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, bagi aku at least, dia orang tak bunyi sterile sangat. Macam a lot of banyak band yang banyak band metal baru yang try buat this sort of thing. Even the new Dotheim's Guard, they're good, tapi dia ada bunyi macam sterile sikit, ada bunyi clean, macam gent lah, you know. Mm-hmm. Dengan Meshuggah, sort of very precise studio. But I think bila kau dengar Death Metal Omega, one thing is that they still keep that raw, quote unquote, necro black metal punya vibe.
Ah, yeah.
But with all these very interesting, very complex compositional techniques yang sangat-sangat hard to copy lah, hard to find other bands doing it quite like them. Bagi aku, this new album / EP, depend, they consider it an album, some people say EP, it's 29 minutes, for me cukup lah, an album.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so short, they don't streamline, they don't cut out a lot of the fat, a lot of the soft, lot of interludes, a lot of extraneous stuff, so memang impact dia sangat straight to the head lah, no messing about, no beating on the bush, just straight ahead, 29 minutes of pure chaos lah.
To me, the good thing is it allows me to sample an album without getting put off by aku nak dengar band tu main.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
So bila ada this kind of interludes, sometimes it puts me off.
Yeah,
aku rasa macam oh, okay, another break. I know it's all part of semua you know, the flow of the record and all, but it's great. So Death Spell Omega out dengan album terbaru tahun ni. Kalau korang belum check out lagi, go and look it up, The Synarchy of Molten Bones. Yes. Yang keluar on Norma Evangelium Diaboli Records. Okay.
Yes.
Kalau ada yang terlepas siaran awal Very Noise, boleh terus ke podcast kami bfm.my/verynoise. Tonight is me and Azif. Kita select favorite tracks dalam dunia extreme music untuk tahun 2016. Sebelum kita break, kita akan dengar sebuah lagu lagi. Kali ini daripada Singapore.
Yes.
And band ni agak menarik actually.
Yes.
Math rock,
90s emo math rock, you know, Captain Jazz, Sweet the Lake Johnny, American Football. Yeah, American Football punya album baru pun not bad. Tapi bukan first album lah. It's not the first album. Different. But I mean, you can't blame them, it's 20 years on. But yeah, Forests, the song called Tamago. I mean, Forests ni memang antara aku punya favourite bands dari Southeast Asia of this year. Such a good album. I mean, Shades of Q and Not You and all these legends. And thing is, diorang memang nail it. Thing is, kalau kau tak dengar the vocals, vocals memang ada accent, sikit Singaporean accented, but aside from that, the production, the composition, the playing, it's all like completely international standard for me. And it's super catchy and it's super emo, like 90s, gila-gila, like super 90s. Kalau kau minat, if you like that sort of sound, album ni memang special lah.
Forest baru keluar dengan album diorang, Sun Eat Moon Grave Party, bulan 2 ke?
Bulan 2, bulan 3, something
tahun
like that.
Ni, eh? And yes. this particular Midwestern 90s emo ni, something that came to our shores much later. I think early 2000s.
Mungkin ya, lambat sikit.
But having said that, band kat Singapore pun tak main macam ni lagi dah.
Tak banyak. But I mean sekarang in the US kau cakap emo revival.
Yeah.
I mean nak sebut tak lah lah, but like aku rasa emo revival ni actually dah spread sebab Singapore ada not just Forest, Tapestry main macam Mineral. Mm-hmm. Biji macam Mineral. Best. Mm-hmm. Gila, best.
Mm-hmm.
Gak. And then Philippines banyak bands, and even China, like Chinese Football. Chinese football ada. Chinese nice. Football not bad, layan tak Chinese football. So definitely aku rasa agak in. Tapi Malaysia tak tahu, Malaysia, budak Malaysia tak itu. Budak Malaysia still nak dia punya Court Octave lah.
Yeah.
Nak screamo lagi.
Yeah,
lah.
They still nak Get Up Kids je lah.
Yes. Kalau tak Get Up Kids lah quality.
Aduh.
Dua tu lah.
Aduh. But well done to Forest. We're going to check out a track from the great album Sun Eat Moon Grave Party. You can check it out on weareforest.bandcamp.com. Here's the track, lagu bertajuk Tamago. Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
We'll be right back. I fell in love once or twice. I don't wanna fall in love with anyone anymore. So I keep my nerves in check while I'm half dreaming of you. So I keep my nerves in check while I'm half dreaming of you.
Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Anda sedang mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan dan malam ni saya dengan Azif Khalik dari The Weeknd. Kita select lagu-lagu favorite daripada 2016. Kita dengar sebuah grup dari US, dari Sacramento, California, Death Grips dengan Warping. Falling out in tune, now my grooves are warping. All I do is lose my form, I'm warping. Falling out in tune, now my grooves are warping. All I do is lose my form, I'm warping. Influence, execute it, mass execution, rapid improvements. Action, draws of a shimmy, putrid, fanatic, right outright, damning, luminescent, wild, thunder, virus, choose your battles, or infinite, fumigation, destined future, rap, destined credit, say to make the mouth of command. Falling out in tune, now my grooves are warping. All I do is lose my form, I'm warping. Psychotropic steel trap, knock up in your bear's head. Know my little feelings, and I'm shooting on your guilt trip. Then extinguish your illness, like 7 grams of quarantine. Barbaric authority, claimed by your oppressor. Inhuman elitist, decline your surrender. Sign of the freak, thriving on a bender. Forbidden discipline, all lines disconnected. Vacated, premises occupied by my death. We're falling out in tune, now my grooves are warping. All I do is lose my form, I'm warping. Falling out in tune, now my grooves are warping. All I do is lose my form, I'm warping. Lust of entrails, stacked and slung under cement bales, my traffic hums compulsion. I'm righteous, your stranglers, knuckles, your temples buckle, decompression, silo inside this muzzle overdriven. Rituals, armor, torso, I'm burning. BFM 89.9, Very Noise kembali. Saya Ali Johan, malam ni dengan Azif Khalik dari The Weeknd. Azif, welcome.
Yo, yo.
Kita baru dengar lagu yang agak cool dari Death Grips. Not something that I would play on the show, tapi aku tahu how heavy they are in nature, kan?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Death Grips is Death Grips. Memang bagi aku one of the most interesting bands to emerge in the past 5-6 years.
Yeah, dia hip hop
tapi sangat, I mean you could say it's experimental hip hop. It's very aggressive, it's very heavy, it's very bass heavy. It's not dia hip hop yang kau tak rasa dia like, I mean bila kau cakap hip hop is it, oh, silver age, golden age or the new trap stuff. These things that great tak langsung tak fit anywhere there. Memang that whole tradition, memang ada the whole tradition of like all the experimental hip hop bands like Dialect, Food for Animals, all this smaller niche stuff. But Death Grips memang not even like Dialect. Dialect more like sort of industrial ambient soundscape stuff with beats. This is like just ada juga punky and yeah, with Zach Hill punya drumming yang ada gitu.
So that's the thing. Diorang ni essentially just a two piece band.
Well, three piece. Right? Zach Hill is Flatlander, Andy Morgan the producer, and MC Hyde, Stephen Burnett, right? The vocalist, the one of a kind lah. MC Hyde memang.
So the visual representation that they put out is a DJ, a drummer, dan juga MC seorang yang tak pernah pakai baju.
Yeah.
So that's basically what you
DJ
could,
or just someone, the electronics guy tak ada. It's just backing track and drums and vocals.
Aku pernah nampak agak.
Yeah. And thing is, it's cool because the weird thing is on the live shows, the backing track actually still ada drum beat, but sama Zach Hill main on top lagi. So pelik. It sounds so weird, but yeah, it works like it works.
Betul.
And yeah, Bottomless Pit album diorang released tahun ni on Harvest as usual. Memang bagi aku probably their best so far. I mean they bring in some new stuff like the first track which ada Nick Reinhardt from Terra Melos on guitar.
Member Zach Hill
of course lah. Sin Method dulu. Mm-hmm. But also just even semua production dia lot more hard hitting, lot heavier, lot more. And of course lagi consistent lah the whole album. Lagi consistent kau dengar start to finish. Dia tak ada lull, dia tak turun. Dia memang always peaking. And sangat impressive lah. It's a very good, very impressive album. Aku prefer it when they more like in your face, more straightforward. And of course Bottomless Pit again macam Despair Omega tadi, tak ada filler, tak ada fluff. Dia dari awal straight to in your face sampai ujung.
Yeah, that's right. So check out album Death Grips Bottomless Pit. It's Azif and my special pick. I think kita dua-dua minat gila album ni. They start to finish solid. Now we're going to listen to a slightly industrial
driven
band, but they're not quite. So let's check out this next act. They're called The Body.
The Body is this duo dari I think the US, I think Portland. Diorang sludge metal, but sludge metal yang sangat experimental, sangat avant-garde, very weird. Diorang tak pernah fall into the trope of oh sludge metal, you know, when you cakap sludge metal you know what sludge metal is, but The Body tak pernah macam tu. They always expanding beyond, looking for more, trying to incorporate more. And on this newer album especially, No One Deserves Happiness, released on Thrill Jockey, which is interesting because Thrill Jockey is not a metal label, so they humbly crossover in a weird way. Album is actually a very pop album because you have sort of choir stuff, female vocals, and like instruments you don't hear in sludge, macam ada trombone, ada cello, ada synths, and it's actually banyak influence with pop music. Actually this song Two Snakes, it is actually the bassline, the beat is barely listed straight from a Beyonce song, but warped. So that shows that diorang punya influences, they stretch beyond just metal. And I think bagi aku tak kisah sangat because I aku listen to metal. And sometimes bila band their only influences adalah genre yang diorang main, benda ni jadi flat, jadi stagnant. So kita sentiasa perlukan band yang diorang main satu style tapi dengar so much more. And even The Body pernah cakap diorang actually tak suka modern metal, which is a good attitude because it's sort of ada antagonism yang buat kau nak push further. So aku rasa No One Deserves Happiness, for me one of my favourites of the year. And sangat-sangat heavy. The guitar tone ni dari dulu heavy, tapi ni memang weh, berat.
Okay, jom kita check out band daripada Portland, Oregon, The Body, dengan lagu Two Snakes. Very nice. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, Very Noise kembali. Kita baru dengar tadi Intensive Care dengan lagu Beneath the Paving Stones, A Graveyard. And Azif pilih yang ni, Azif, eh?
Yeah. Okay, aku tak banyak dengar sangat new punk tahun ni lah. I mean, not that, bukan nak cakap aku tak suka, tapi aku just priorities lah. Takut tak menarik. But aku memang dari dulu aku minat Ain Lang punya label ni. Dia release banyak album yang aku rasa sangat-sangat solid, sangat-sangat impressive. Yeah, and aku rasa this is for me a very good 7. Because of course ex-member Column of Heaven, yang bagi aku one of the most interesting pop violence grime bands dulu. Plus of course Ryan Bloomer, yang aku follow dia lama sebab dia memang noise head dulu and played a lot of bands, Ride at Dawn, a lot of punk metal sort of stuff. So bila 7 ni keluar, I was like, okay, yes, aku kena check out ni. Aku tak beli lagi 7 ni, tangguh, tapi banyak dengar lah dekat Bandcamp diorang. Yeah, sludgy. I mean, it's soft hardcore noise rock, a bit sludgy with Bloomer punya noise and synths. And it's very very negative, very pissed off. Memang dapat lah vibe 2016, you know, because 2016 memang this that weird year of a lot of hostility, a lot of the, and yeah, it depends on how you look at it. But bagi aku, sometimes aku rasa aku suka duduk, sit back and sort of take it all in, take the bad vibes in. And ni memang soundtrack dia ngam lah, because it's memang jahat.
Yeah, so it's from an album called This Is Exactly Who You Are, 7 yeah, Inch.
It's a 7 Inch.
Keluaran Ayan Lang Records. And Ayan Lang pun themselves are a band.
Yes, Power
Values. That have opened up this record label. And it says here that diorang suka release benda yang diorang minat.
Yeah, we know what we like and we know what we don't like.
Right? Yes. So, I think it explains dengan rilisan yang ni, Intensive Care, sebuah band. When you mention the mixture of hardcore and noise ni, aku tak dapat cari another band that does this.
Okay lah, Full of Hell do that as well. Full of Hell ada big noise influence of, but I think everything goes back to Madness the Bastard dengan Bastard Noise. Of course, these two bands memang MITB especially pioneer that slower bass heavy thing with modified electronics over the top. That memang the template that has a lot of bands have followed. Bands like Endless Blockade. Yeah. I think aku rasa Ryan Bloomer involved in Endless Blockade juga. Sebab Power Violence, especially modern punya, dia ada banyak crossover dengan Power Electronics. This whole like Power Electronics scene. So it's very interesting to see how the crossover and how noise people play in Power Violence band and Power Violence people play in noise bands.
Okay.
So memang ada, especially in the US.
Menarik.
Not really anywhere else aku rasa, tapi in the US especially, yes. Sebab even Full of Hell, dia punya solo FOH noise, just pure noise punya releases.
Yes.
But album, and yeah, it's bukan nak cakap trend, but it's definitely a ada yang buat macam tu. Ada a group of bands and ada a scene yang memang banyak this crossover Power Violence, Power Electronics, right, noise, that sort of thing.
And speaking of Full of Hell, diorang pun banyak collaborate and put out albums this
year. Yeah,
right?
Actually diorang ada satu collaboration dengan The Body yang kita play tadi. One Day You Will Ache Like I Ache.
Oof. On one side, they are this grindcore band, tapi bila dia buat split dengan Merzbau, kau dah tahu dah.
Yeah, collaboration dengan Merzbau. I mean, collaboration tu okay lah. First side is pretty standard, but second side when Merzbau takes over memang quite special.
Right.
Sangat hebat.
So that was Intensive Care, and now we're gonna go on to the next band yang really really interesting untuk aku sebab aku tak pernah dengar benda macam ni. House of Ebb. Band San Francisco, California yang keluar dengan album diorang Curses in Passé, The Pendulomic Vows. Okay, Azif, tell me.
Okay, House of Ebb ni band quite new. Aku rasa dia formed a bit earlier, but I think dia punya first release 2012, so very young recording band. Very young recording career. Two albums, this is second album, and one mini album EP. Diorang, they play this very 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 strange style of death metal. Ada dia punya rhythmic sense, dia punya melodic sense, cara dia tulis riff memang sangat off, sangat weird. Tapi dia main, I mean, yes, kita dengar Deathspell Omega earlier, juga dissonant, juga very weird. But aku rasa House of Ebb ni weird in a very different way. Macam a lot of writers cakap saya this thing called quote-unquote Lovecraftian.
HP Lovecraft punya tribute lah.
Yeah, in a way, this sort of vibe, that sort of Cthulhu mythos vibe. Macam that cakap sebab macam portal, mitochondrial. So aku rasa House of Ebb definitely ada that vibe. Bila kau dengar dia sangat disorientating, kau kena grasp. But dia bukan fast pace, bukan 1 million notes a minute. Dia bukan a blur, tapi dia ada, it's fast, but aku rasa dia methodical. And in the weirdness, but dia methodical, lagi dia rasa lagi pelik. Sebab banyak band pelik, cara dia buat pelik, dia orang laju gila, or like complete blast weirdness sort of thing, macam Kralis or that's, even that spell. But when you bring it down, you make it slow, bila kau main slow sikit, sort of mid pace, standard death metal pace, you have space untuk dengar the riffing, the way the riffs counterpoint and work against each other, and dia punya note progression, chord progression sangat dissonant, sangat off. Tak sama, tak standard lah. Dia tak resolve. And then kau rasa macam, weh, apa benda ni? And plus and this next song nanti dia punya middle bit memang sangat this weird strange groove yang first time aku dengar, like wow.
So kita nak dengar lagu Cabals of Molder. It's about 9 minit lebih panjangnya. And you gotta listen to the middle part because
yeah.
Masa kita orang dengar lagu ni memang it first throw me off guard lah. Aku betul tak sangka that on paper, whatever you call them, ada yang describe them as blackened
death metal, death metal, death black metal, that sort of thing. That doesn't represent sebenarnya, tak cukup. And it's one of those times when bila kau nak try describe genre dia, kau can just cakap band lain, sebut band lain. But even then, tak ada band yang bunyi exactly macam ni orang.
Oh, too best.
Itu best. Memang very few. Banyak band yang nak try this technical weird death metal. Portal, Mitochondria, Demolish, Cathelist, macam-macam. But House of Ed bagi aku memang sangat singular, sangat standalone. And for that, sejak diorang release first album, one of my favourite bands out there right now lah, in terms of metal. Always worth your time, dengar, check out.
Okay, so the album Curses in Passé, the Pandemic Vows, here are House of Ebb dengan Cabals of Mulder. Very Nice, BFM 89.9. Very Noise kembali. Saya Ali Johan. And untuk episod malam ni, kita pilih lagu-lagu favourite dari tahun 2016. Saya dengan Azif Khalid dari The Weeknd.
Yo, yo.
And kita tadi baru dengar track called Gutter daripada band lama, The Seven Sisters of Sleep, daripada album terbaru diorang tahun ni, Easy Kill Hacks, out on Relapse Records. And aku dah lama tak dengar Seven Sisters of Sleep.
Wait, lama, still lama. I mean, aku tak tahu they're still around, yeah, to be honest.
Now they're signed to Relapse Records, hence the new album. We were talking, the old Seven Sisters of Sleep
lain sikit lah. I mean, dulu macam sludge crust, so memang, I mean, sludge lah, straight up lah, tak adanya, nak laju sikit.
Yeah,
so ada, kalau ada pun sort of slightly sampai tempo about the beat tragedy,
yeah,
style je.
Yeah, that's
about
right,
that, about that. So, tapi lagu ni blast beat sikit kat tengah.
So
blast beat dengan riff yang black metal sikit lah, sort, yeah, of dengar dia punya melodic. So tak lah, maybe sebab dia orang sign kat Relax kot.
Maybe.
Or sebab tu Relax sign dia orang.
Either or lah, tak tahu lah. Tapi Seven Sisters of Sleep, first album 2011. And safe to say that on the can here it says that they orang dah mix dah jumpa this kind of great mixture between hardcore metal, sludge, doom, crust, and apa-apa je elemen berat dalam music lah. So they've sort of put this all into one. And that track we heard tadi, Gutter, is a track number 3 ke number 4 daripada album ni, and it has both.
Yeah, yeah. It starts off sludge, tapi ada sort of certain crusty punya vibe, and then blast beats, which is actually the blast beat quite good lah, aku suka gak. And then it goes back to sort of the sludgy stomp, which is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but itulah, I mean, okay lah, to be honest, aku dah lama tak dengar sludge, and aku kind of dah tinggal lah, after a while it gets really boring.
Yeah.
But you know what, sekali-sekali when you listen to it, macam, oh okay lah, yeah, slightly nostalgic,
yeah,
but nak dengar selalu tepu lah, aku tak boleh lah.
Betul.
So that's why aku macam, aku suka The Body, because you can still hear dia punya sludge, tapi so much more as well. So band yang standard sludge macam boring sikit, but okay lah, I mean, aku tak dengar lagi the full album, so it's a judgment, but that track was quite good lah.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard so far, aku rasa yang best set album ni ialah Seven Sisters of Sleep ni. Dia tak stay lah satu sound, and I think it's been the theme tonight for the both of us. Kita cari band yang tak just straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, as we mentioned, it's the first record yang dirilis oleh Relapse Record. So mungkin sebab tu
maybe
tukar
maybe
sound, tapi tak tahulah.
Or maybe just trying to keep up with the young kids lah.
Mungkin juga.
Sekarang semua nak blast beat, semua nak
susah tu.
Susah.
And I mean, speaking of keeping up with young people, kita dah sampai ke track terakhir untuk episod malam ni. One of a very big album in the world of extreme music.
Yeah.
Tapi sebelum kita tinggalkan korang dengan lagu terakhir ni, kalau ada yang terlepas siaran awal Very Noise, boleh terus ke podcast kami bfm.my/verynoise. Tonight is me and Azif. Kita select favourite tracks dalam dunia extreme music untuk tahun 2016. The big album yang aku cakap tadi tu untuk nak mengakhiri program kita malam ni ialah by black metal band Dark Throne, dengan album ke-17. It's called Arctic Thunder, out on Peaceful Records. Okay, so here's the thing, Azif. Every time Dark Throne keluar album, memang jadi hype, kan?
Sebab the thing is, sebab a few nights ago, I mean last week, aku ada discussion ni pasal that metal. Metalheads actually, to be honest, often agak conservative lah. Dia suka follow band lama rather than keep up dengan band baru sikit sangat. So yang keep up dengan band baru ni tak amat ada, tapi tak amat sangat. Tapi anytime Dark Throne release album baru, or some old metal band releases a issue apa, berkerumun nak beli, nak kejar. Kan nak cakap necessarily bad, tapi sometimes itulah, dia jadi pelik sikit lah.
Mungkin peminat dan pengkritik memang duk tunggu diorang untuk sort of bring back zaman kegemilangan black metal tu.
Tapi Dark Throne will never do that. Tak ada sebab. Sebab to be honest, banyak lagi band yang doing black metal a lot better. Aku tak rasa Dark Throne macam mana cakap, kalau Dark Throne go back to black metal pun, kalau Dark Throne tiba-tiba next album ke-18 jadi Transylvania Hunger balik pun, aku rasa tak best pun. Won't be good, because so, diorang dah tua. You don't get the same vibe.
Yeah, so sekarang ni Dark Throne dah, I mean, obviously dah lama dengan dua ahli diorang, Nocturnal Culto and Fenris. And untuk album Arctic Thunder ni, diorang dah macam jumble up bunyi-bunyi yang dalam repertoar diorang.
Aku rasa actually Arctic Thunder ni goes back a bit to diorang punya album FOED. That sort of slightly punky, mid-paced, sort of mid to fast. But aku rasa sebab sebelum ni Underground Resistance sebelum ni heavy metal lah, sangat trying to be mid-period battery sort of thing, Viking heavy metal, yang aku rasa tak jadi. Personally tak jadi. And even Circle of the Wagons aku suka. So macam FOED ni, ni jahat sikit lah. Ada lah that, even though it's mid-paced, it's slower, but it has that sort of black metal progression and black metal note structure that aku rasa more appealing. Even though aku tak berminat these days, but I always give that tone a chance lah, a few spins. The weird thing is, like, album ni macam Metallica baru juga, a lot like new Metallica in the sense that a few songs kau macam, wait, diorang ni dah relevant balik. Like this song Burial Bliss, kau dengar macam, wait, diorang ni relevant balik. But then you listen to the album, banyak parts yang dia rasa, wait, dia ni dah tua. See, dia ni dah tua.
Yeah, maybe they can't keep up.
I mean, I'm not saying they can't keep up. I'm just saying that maybe this is actually for the first time yang Christian dah tua. Thing is, even though aku tak suka dengan Resistance, even though aku tak suka Circle Wagons, they still sound like they were doing it because they actually liked it. But on this album, some bits kau rasa macam, wait, dia ni dah tua and tak ada idea and nak kena cukup ke album ni.
Yeah.
But that's it. When they nail it kat album ni, best. Better place ni aku rasa best.
Yep.
Personally, I think it's really good.
A trivia here about the new Dark Throne record is vocal kali ni dikendalikan exclusively by Nocturnal Culto. Fenris decided to untuk just produce and buat lagu.
Yeah.
And I think benda tu itself je dah memberikan satu benda yang special untuk album ni because it sounds consistent.
Yeah, a bit more. I mean, kau boleh dengar that at least they are trying to aim for the a similar vibe.
Ada,
dia tak ada. Semua lagu dia memang One Direction. Uh-huh. Jadi tak jadi tu lain lah. But they're all facing One Direction, they're all aiming for one thing, which is quite good actually aku rasa.
So begitulah pilihan-pilihan favorite records, favorite songs dari dalam dunia music extreme daripada saya dan Azif Khalid dari The Weeknd. Thank you Azif for coming on the
welcome,
show.
You're welcome.
And,
Always a pleasure.
InsyaAllah kita boleh jumpa lagi Azif dan dengar lagi selection-selection dia untuk episod yang akan datang. But for now we're gonna play out dengan lagu dari album baru Dark Throne, Arctic Thunder, Burial Bliss. Very nice. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.